As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You have Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. And as Corey pointed out to me, the very first text we saw on the fan text was, "You're an idiot."
Yeah.
Now.
Don't know who's that from.
Was that in reference to us in Crosstalk? Sean and RJ in Crosstalk? Or are they way behind on the Odyssey app? Or are they preemptively saying, "You're an idiot," just
because? Oh, yeah, just laid it out there early.
They
yeah.
know.
Smart decision. I like that.
Well, we're going to do our best to make it a good Friday. It is also a shout out Friday. 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube.
Tolo Brett says, "Great morning, Corey Slagers and Kevin Slaglin. Looking for forward to another great show from y'all. As always, a treat." Shout out, Fry Slay. It's WrestleSlania weekend, baby. Hey.
I thought we did this yesterday.
It looks like people are carrying it over, and I appreciate the... look, 682, Fry Slay. Yesterday, I asked the question. The Tolos have provided the answer. It's not about me. It's about them, Kevin. And I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, if that is what the Tolo wants, that is what the Tolo shall get. By the way, I did ask Mike if he wanted to come on for a WrestleMania segment today. He did not respond.
Oh.
I was like, we don't have to talk baseball or anything. I just want to talk about WrestleMania. So
he gave you the middle finger.
Yeah,
huh?
A little bit.
Yet again.
So, Mike, if you're listening and you will call in and talk about WrestleMania, there's no chance you know the call-in number. So text us and let
you know. I know exactly how this is going to happen. He's going to text me and ask me for it. Yeah. I have sent it to him 400 times since we started working together. He will text me and say, "What is the number?" And I'll say, "Look at our texts. Look, it's in there somewhere, Mike." He'll say, "I don't know, it's lost. Give it, just send it again."
Yeah, look, I don't even think he knows the regular phone number to call in for anything, let alone any special phone number from the 972. No, from the 469. It's Slay Day. No. From the 432, shout out to a buddy of mine, Carpenter, in Jerusalem. He got into some trouble with Rome, walked away free 3 days later. That's about Jesus. I love it. Good Friday.
Yeah, you know what? We should, on Fry Slays, we should have Jane Slater on. That should be a staple.
Then at least I would get the Slay Day a little bit more from the 559. Shout out to my boss, Ray. Just found out he's a Tolo. That's awesome.
Nice.
That is awesome.
That's a great way to get on your boss's good side. You know,
true.
Just be like, "Hey, did you hear?" And then y'all have a conversation and it's fun. And then he's like, "Hey, let's go to draft 101 together." And then y'all are at that. And then you're like, "Hey, let's go to Pluckers." And then you're in Allen at Pluckers, or maybe even Dallas, or out in City View at Fort Worth.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to everybody who packed.
Awesome.
Draft 101. I tried to come in late and they're like, "There's no room."
In the end.
Yeah.
That's Christmas time, Kevin.
Oh, okay. Well, it still was a heck of an event. You guys packed it up, and that is freaking awesome. Speaking of freaking awesome, give me cut number two, will you please? Because the Texas Rangers, whoo, how sweep it is.
On the first base side of the rubber from the windup, Rocker to Parrish, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets him, and a career-high eighth strikeout for the righty out of Vanderbilt. And there are two outs in the top of the seventh.
Kamar Rocker.
He looked great.
And you know what? I liked the, I guess, fifth inning of adversity.
Okay.
Because you roll through the first.
The Rocker inning of doom.
I mean, look, I thought he was going to get the hook after that. And so now I can reflect and say I'm glad the fifth inning happened because he had to deal with adversity. Because what I actually thought was going to happen is like, you know, I know they put a run up in the first. But like he was really cruising along. Your offense was showing up. You'd built a nice little lead. And I was feeling pretty good and hoping we could cruise the rest of the way. And I thought Rocker was going to walk out of it five innings, one earned run, something along those lines. But the fifth inning did not go exactly as planned. But the fact that he came back out there and was effective in the next two innings, not only do I like bouncing back from a rough inning, but I like that you just saw Rocker have a seven-inning start.
And you only had, at the end of that game, you only had Robert Garcia available.
Yeah.
But you saved your bullpen last
night. Him and Martin were.
Luke Jackson wasn't available to get out there, and so now Luke Jackson's available for Dodgers game tonight. And so, yeah, that's like those things, those types of outings help the entire team. And starters know that. You know, especially starters at a certain level, they know what their responsibilities are to the team. A lot of guys, when they're this young, they go out there and they're like, all right, I got to do this for me. And I got to do this. Nate Eovaldi, he gets up there. He's like, I got to go pitch a complete game shutout because I know my team needs it tonight.
Right.
And so like this is a really good thing for Rocker as he grows in this. And I still now am still convinced that Bruce Bochy has an amazing chore on his hand trying to figure out which group of pitchers he keeps together and how he keeps this thing going as names start to come back into the mix, Leiter being one of them.
And one thing I did like is you bounced back in the division. Obviously, you got off to a horrible start in the division, but also this was the team that it's ridiculously early, and I'm sure the Rangers don't particularly care or look at the standings, but this was the first, like, head up, you're at the top of the division, I'm at the top of the division, and then click, 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 you knock them all the way down.
Oh, yeah, you pushed them down the rung real fast.
Yeah, so that was nice. Now, if we never have to play in Seattle again, it will be too soon.
Well, no, we don't know that. What if this was the thing that brought them back to it, you know? And now we're, you know what? We go back up to Seattle. You're talking about the history of the last, like,
yes,
15 years.
We're terrible.
Dude, we
got
to overcome that. You know what, Kevin? At one point, this team had never won a World Series. Guess what?
That's true.
Bruce Bochy came along. Mm-hmm. Chris Young came along. Nathan Eovaldi, Corey Seager. Guess what's happening? We were champions.
Yeah.
So maybe that's all we need is to get over Seattle's hump.
Now, you would think Kamar Rocker, first career win, throws seven innings. Biggest pitching story for the Rangers of the day.
Did you see the shot of him standing next to Jared Sandler in the postgame show?
He's got to have like a foot on him.
It's like Shaq and Alec. Based on how Alec described it yesterday.
7 minutes into the show.
Nothing about, I wasn't.
You learned nothing
he
yesterday.
He described it. I was, never mind. But yeah, Jared did look tiny compared to Kamar. Because Kamar Rocker is such a big fella. We would all look small to him.
Okay, but that's not your point. Like, is your breaking news that Jared is short?
No, that Kamar Rocker pitched a fantastic game.
Okay, thank you, Too Tall Jones and Corey.
He was the guest of honor in the postgame show.
Oh, my God. All right, Fridays might be Corey's jerk day.
Spin day.
So, let's talk about spiders. Because you would think that Rocker was the lead pitching story from yesterday. But then Bruce Bochy said during his media session that Patrick Corbin, who did a very good job pitching on Wednesday as well, he almost didn't pitch on Wednesday because he got bit on the foot by a spider. And he hobbled into the clubhouse and was 50-50. All right. Did the spider bite, I'm sorry I missed this, happen at home? Did it happen going into the clubhouse? Do you think there's any chance now he has better and faster instincts and he will become a significantly better pitcher? Because I will tell you, if Patrick Corbin picks up the instincts of Spider-Man, I think he's going to win the Cy Young.
He said he was playing outside with his kids on Monday during the team off day, and he returned inside to cook dinner, and he realized his foot was bothering him a lot. It was really swollen on Wednesday. He said, something bit me, but I still don't know what.
That was forced.
They were able to kind of work it out and just kind of maintain it. Dude, that's got to be kind of awesome whenever you got a spider bite and you're like, where do I go? And you say, oh, I'm going to go to the trainers because they have the shots and stuff. Like, they've got to have all the answers to this stuff, even spider bites, just in case. I assumed it was like arachnophobia where he wouldn't put his shoes on and there was a spider in his shoe.
Have you ever seen that movie, Alec?
Don't watch it. If you have any fear of spiders, don't watch it.
It's got John Goodman in it.
No, there's not a spider infestation at the ballpark. I have a question about John Goodman after this.
Okay. And so, like, these researchers go to, I think, the Amazon, and, like, a spider climbs into one of their bags. And then all of a sudden, there's other spiders, and you find out all the researchers are dead. They collect their stuff, bring it back to the States. Unfortunately, that allows that spider the ability to spread. And these spiders are one bite killing everybody. Old people trying to watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, they're wiping out everybody. And John Goodman is pretty much our only hope.
I hate that.
Dude, it's terrifying.
I will not be watching. Yeah,
I literally would not go to the bathroom without looking under the toilet seat for...
Huh. Oh, yeah. They were ruthless. They were striking left and right.
Yeah, dude.
You know who we have to question here, though, right? You guys know whose house he's staying at.
Swerve's house?
I like
that. No.
He's renting out Max Scherzer's old house here in DFW.
So no wonder Max was always hurt. Yeah, those spiders that were getting at him. Yeah.
I mean, although from the 940, I got bit by a brown recluse in high school. I thought you died with that. Played a football game with a bandage hole in my calf that night. It hurt like hell. The fact that you're still here to tell that story is amazing.
If you get to it fast enough.
Okay.
If you get to it fast enough. I had a friend in high school. She had a very big mark on her face from it because she got one. But if you get to it, the poison starts to spread over things.
Oh,
but
if
it doesn't get into the blood, then you're pretty okay on that one. Kevin, can I ask my John Goodman question real quick? I was watching TikTok yesterday, and I stumbled upon the scene from John Goodman and Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights. And I don't know if you remember that or not, but I went into the comments and people were saying, I feel like I was watching two different movies. John Goodman is so good. Mark Wahlberg is so terrible. And I was like, oh, man. And then I started reading more and more about, man, John Goodman has just, he's become such a great actor over time. And I started thinking about all these little bit roles that he's been in. Maybe he's never been the King Ralph, number one on the sheet.
Right.
He's always good. John Goodman is a fantastic actor, dude.
Look.
And he used to just be Dan on Roseanne.
Yes. If you don't like the movie, that's okay. I personally like the movie a lot. I absolutely, positively think he should have been nominated for an Academy Award for, I believe it's 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He is awesome in that movie.
Yeah, and we talk about, Denzel, and we talk about some of the great actors of time. John Goodman doesn't get enough credit for what he, like, the difference. Think about what he did in The Big Lebowski.
Sure.
Compared to what he's doing, what he's done with The Righteous Gemstones. Now is a little bit weird.
I could live without the CGI,
but
John
he's
Goodman.
Had all these roles that have just been really good. I enjoy that person.
He is excellent.
He's Babe Ruth.
Well, that's right. I forgot about that. Now, Wyatt Langford update. We go back to Wednesday with Bruce Bochy. He said the idea was they would get him some rehab work, and that is happening. He was DHing with Frisco, and that would put him on pace, going back to what Bruce Bochy told us, to be back in the lineup, at least as a DH, this weekend.
Okay.
So that is incredibly encouraging.
Yes. And so you're saying that he's going to replace Jock? He's batting 060 right now. Oh, he was 0 for 4 again in the 3-hole yesterday.
Does that
Kevin.
Put him 0 for 3?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tap. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
30 now?
I feel like it.
Because I think he was over 26. This would put him at over 30, and his previous worst run in the history of his career was 0 for 29. And I go back to this, and you might not think it matters because it's spring training and he's a veteran and everything like that. But we use the Derek Holland analogy. Jock Peterson was D-ing around a lot at spring training. Like, when you watch the drills that they were out there doing on the field, he was high-stepping and not running and not particularly hustling out there or anything like that. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it does feel like certain people would get picked on for that. And I just wonder if Jock Peterson jacking around in spring training has anything to do with this slump right now. It might not, but just asking the question.
I think preparation definitely has something to do with it. I know when it came to this club, Kevin, by the way, it was the Gambler, not Boogie Nights. My apologies.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember that.
My apologies. This is an awesome scene if you've never seen it. Jock, this club was a very stiff group. Would you agree? Like Corey Seager's
Marcus Semien is not stiff, but he's not the life.
He's
of
not
going to
go out there and be outgoing.
Yeah.
And so I can
Carter
see,
and Langford are the same.
I can see how Boach was probably like, I need a personality to lighten things up around here. Maybe that was the case, and somebody that can slug. Bring me that guy, and I know the guy. Like it's fine. So I can totally understand how they were wanting to bring him in and have him loosen things up a little bit. But right now, like you're saying, it's not working. And I don't know if it's because of preparation or maybe it is because you know, look at his history. Is he always great or is he always great whenever people are like, well, maybe you're done. And then he's like, no, I'll show you. Maybe that's what it takes for him.
Now, a couple of people did bring this up. And if you're looking for semblances of positive movement, you go back to Wednesday, what we talked about with the Rangers is maybe the offense wasn't sparkling, but it felt like they were hitting the ball harder. I get the idea that Jock Peterson was hitting the ball harder yesterday.
And you saw what happened two days ago.
Yeah.
Seager and Adolis were hitting hard, and they both got home runs yesterday.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's preview Dallas, Colorado with Stars TV host and analyst Brian Ray right here on The Fan.
Four shots kicked out. They score on the fifth shot. It's a hat trick for Wyatt Johnston. His third career hattie, 6-3.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. Let's preview Dallas, Colorado with Stars TV host and analyst, Emmy Award winner, and the man who knows everything about hockey. It is Brian Ray. Good morning, sir.
Happy Friday, boys. It is the most wonderful time of the year, I would say.
I agree with that for sure. Also, Do you agree that there's only 11 teams that can actually win the cup because Canada doesn't win the Stanley Cup anymore? And that means you can rule those five teams out.
You know, it's tough to say, but I think anybody who saw that Winnipeg-Dallas game when the Jets came in here and won 4-0, they look the part of a cup contender. But having said that, the President's Trophy
is usually
the kiss of death. So are they going to be one of the teams that goes wire to wire, President's Trophy to Stanley Cup? We'll find out. But that is a team that does look the part, but they do have the kiss of death attached to them, which makes them an intriguing storyline.
Brian, can you help us understand what's happened over the last seven games?
They've lost.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, that was that's what
I'm glad we had you on for this.
Nobody wants to lose seven in a row going into the playoffs, and yeah, Nobody can look good losing seven in a row going into the playoffs. But I'll drop some knowledge on you guys.
That's excellent. That's why you're here.
First of all, I don't know how hockey players do this. I cannot explain it, but it is insane how once the regular season is done, they park the last 6 months of their lives like it never existed. And it's an entirely brand new season. And I whether it was in the minors, whether it's up here, I don't know how they mentally do this, but they're able to do it. It's incredible why hockey players are able to do it. So I really do think that locker room has completely wiped out anything that's occurred from the last 6 months. And they are now on a brand new season and they are truly starting with a clean chalkboard. But I was looking at some stuff with Dallas and Colorado yesterday. So the last time the Stars and the Avalanche met was on March 16th. And Colorado won to pull themselves within 2 points of the Dallas Stars at that time. Since March 16th, the Stars have gone 8-5-3. Colorado has gone 8-5-1. The Stars lost their last seven games of the regular season. Colorado went 2-3 in their final five, and I think they were one game under 500 in their final 8-10 games. So how hot is either team going into this series, really, when you look at what they've done down the stretch, which I think just makes the series a little more intriguing, that it truly does feel like a pick'em series with both of these teams sort of on the same trajectory, the same level of momentum, similar records, styles of play, entering this game one coming up tomorrow night.
How much, I don't know, stock do we put in the fact that Colorado also hasn't played and they haven't played going back to Sunday, which is, that did feel like a really weird quirk in the schedule.
Yeah. So my co-host Brent Severin thinks the rest versus rust is an actual issue, and I believe anything that comes out of his mouth when it comes to playing is something worth watching. I don't know if any team wants to have 5 days off from their last regular season game to the start of the playoffs. Maybe two, maybe three, but I do think once you get past that, maybe that 72-hour window, you start to wonder, What are you going to look like in that first period? That being said, if there is any signs of rust on Colorado, I think it's going to take one period to remove the cobwebs, because that team can turn up the afterburners better than any team in the NHL in very specific situations. So, from a Dallas standpoint, if you're a Dallas fan, you hope they look rusty, yeah, crusty, yes, old, bad habits, the whole nine yards. But I just think when you get to this level with these teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it takes one period for any team that had a lengthy layoff to shake it off.
Now, speaking of layoffs, I know we got a little time in the AHL, but the rustiest player in the history of the NHL should be Gabe Landeskog, who's coming back to the NHL after almost 3 years away. What in the world are we supposed to expect from him?
I have no clue. You just asked, you asked me a question that I don't have the answer to, okay, because it's an injury that I don't think any player has come back from or very few players have come back from. So we have a world-class hockey player with an injury that's never been recovered from before, who's taken 3 years to get back. And, is he even going to play game one, or is it all smoke and mirrors? You know, I think he's going to play, but I have no clue what he's going to look like or where he's going to play. But the fact that Tyler Seguin just came back after a 57-game absence, I'm not saying 57 games and 3 years are the same thing, but it took Tyler Seguin 16 seconds to make an offensive contribution after missing 57 games.
Mm-hmm.
If Gabe Landeskog looks the part or can at least be an effective player for Colorado, say on their third line or fourth line, I'm not going to be totally surprised. Very little surprises me when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs between salary cap shenanigans in the past year.
Sure.
And President's Trophy winners going down in first rounds. And I've seen enough weirdness to not be surprised or rule out anything.
I know this is going to sound like a snarky question, but we need to hold some people's feet to the fire. Hey, do you think Jamie Benn can make some offensive contributions to this team?
We'd love to see it. I believe he's on the longest goal drought of his career since he got 399.
Yes.
I think it finished at 17 games, and it wasn't for lack of trying because two were taken away. One for goaltender interference.
That's
and one
true.
Liam Bischel grazed a puck halfway across the goal line. I said on our broadcast, Liam Bischel needs to buy a $400 baby shower gift after tapping that puck. But playoffs are a different animal, right? It would be awesome to have Jamie Benn, rattle off four goals in a series and lead Dallas to the second round and things like that. But I do think with a series like Colorado, if somebody like Gabe Landeskog is coming back, now we're going to get into your classic net front battle, ugly goal. I'll call it bar fight hockey. When you get into a playoff series and that's Jamie Benn's comfort zone,
yeah.
Bar fight hockey. So I think the captain will have a presence. Now, whether it's a goal-related presence remains to be seen. But I do think the captain will have a presence because he does seem to appear in moments and in series like this. So I'm really looking forward. And Wyatt Johnston, who's the de facto little brother on that third line with him, that kid's turned it on pretty well in the playoffs as well. So it does feel like that third line, we'll see if they can get going a little bit. This is a really intriguing series with all the people involved and what could happen.
Oh, yeah. So
I think we'll see the captain.
Yeah, the talent, the speed. There's a lot on the line here, too. There's a lot to go with. Now, you were talking injuries. I know there's kind of been this up and down roller coaster with Miro, and we're not expecting him back in game one. You have any feelings or thoughts on later on in the series? And also, how are you feeling about Jason Robertson?
Jason Robertson, I remains to be seen. Mm. I think we're going to learn something today at practice. If Jason Robertson is out there and if he's a full participant, that usually is a good indicator. If the player is skating as a full participant in practice, if he's not out there or he is not a full participant, then the question mark gets a little more bolded with what he looks like for game one. So that is what I am waiting to see. And they practice at 11 a.m. today. So we're waiting to see what happens there. For Miro, I've read, some of the tweets that, Jim Nill wanted to clarify. They're hopeful that he can return later in the series, and I have no reason to doubt any of those things. Just like I said with Jason Robertson, when I see Miro Heiskanen on the ice with the team in a practice format or a morning skate format, then I will start to consider, okay, is he ready to go? Is he close to returning? But until I see Miro Heiskanen on the ice with the Dallas Stars, it's kind of a moot point for me. You know, the team has not had him for so long. So that's my biggest indicator. Once I see the player on the ice in a practice or a morning skate, then I start to wonder, okay, how close is this guy to returning?
Can you explain how different defensively this Stars team is with him versus without him?
It's from a statistical standpoint, I think if you look at the goals and the shots that they have been allowing probably since March 1st, to give you an indicator, I do not have that exact number in front of me right now, but I would imagine it is significantly higher in both categories than when Miro Heiskanen was with this roster.
Okay.
What I think we've learned, and this is where you really drill down with X's and O's or hockey nerdism, but Miro Heiskanen's ability to either kill a play when a team is trying to enter the offensive zone, because he can attack and pressure so quickly and basically remove the puck, or the way he can find a loose puck below his end line, spin out of a hit and either skate it to safety or make the first pass to safety, or if he does have space, the way he can exit out of the Stars zone quicker than anybody on the Dallas roster. Those are three areas that nobody else on the Dallas roster can do. Thomas Harley, maybe.
Yeah.
But Thomas Harley cannot do it for 49 minutes a game.
Exactly.
You know, he has his limitations as well. So that is where I think they are missing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Miro Haskinen the most. And for Peter DeBoer's, one of his main offensive philosophies is breakouts, is how do you exit your own zone with the puck? Because he wants it to be quick. He wants it to be fast because that builds speed for the neutral zone, and now you're coming into the offensive zone with speed. If you lose your number one guy at exiting the puck out of your own zone with speed, that is a significant change to your base offensive philosophy.
Yeah.
So, I would put it as the equivalent of if you're a pass-happy offense and you lose your starting quarterback, you can't be as pass-happy as you once were. If you're a run-heavy offense and you lose two of your offensive linemen or your number one running back, you cannot run the ball the same way as you normally would, and you have to shift or change your offensive philosophy a little bit. That's what's happened with the Dallas Stars. They've lost their number one quarterback.
Now, the Stars are chock full of talent, regardless of the injuries, but you're going up against a team that I think you can make a really strong argument has the best defenseman in the game, as well as the best overall player in the game in Makar and MacKinnon, respectively. What kind of challenges does that present?
It's a really interesting contrast because the depth of the Dallas Stars has been such a bread and butter for them all season. So what do? The team that has the deeper lineup or the team that has the two biggest pieces of heavy artillery at a forward position, at a defensive position, and who has the advantage? And I really do think that's why this is a pick-em series. They skate as well as anybody in the world. They can. It's kind of weird. Like, you know, what is the challenge? They can do things that other people on the planet can't do. So it's not like, oh, just slow them down, go stop them. It's like we're trying, but we can't. They do things that other humans can't do when they have a hockey puck or when they put on skates. McDavid is the same way. But what a coach will always tell you is when you're dealing with a player like that, you have to defend them as a five-man unit. And in order to defend those two, your timing and your details have to be perfect. Because if I'm a forward near the blue line pressuring Cale Makar and he starts to move, I eventually have to hand him off to another player on the ice to continue defending him.
Right.
And if there is one hesitation, one slip up, one miscommunication, I've just opened a lane for him to go make a play. So the word is connected that a lot of coaches will use. Are you a connected five-man unit? And this is one of the question marks with Dallas after losing their last seven games. How connected as a defending five-man unit will they look in game one? Because that is how you have to defend two of the fastest, shiftiest, cleverest players in on the planet. So that's the challenge.
who's your pick with all that being said?
Oh, come on. You know, I'm not going to come on with you guys and pick the other side.
Neither am I, Brian.
A couple minutes ago, I wasn't sure you'd ever finish making that turn. So I'm glad that you have a pick for us.
Look, I will bring it down to this. I think it is a pick'em series. Let's call it 51-49 Dallas.
Let's go.
Let's lean in. Let's lean into an X factor. Jake Oettinger gets better statistically as a series moves along. Here's a funny thing for you. Jake Oettinger has never won game one in his career.
Oh, crap.
He's 0-7.
All right.
But when you get to game 4, 5, 6, 7, his numbers are like video game numbers. Jake Oettinger and what he can do against Mackenzie Blackwood for Colorado, who has never started a playoff game in his life. That doesn't mean Mackenzie Blackwood can't get hot or can't do something special, but if we're looking on paper at resume, reputation, and experience, the Stars have it in the most important position in a playoff series, and that's the goaltending position.
I think
if there's going to be a difference maker, that has to be the difference maker.
Thank you very much for the time, good sir. I'm sure we'll talk with you again probably next week.
I appreciate it, boys. Enjoy game one.
Thanks, Brian.
Do you think when we talk with him next week, he'll still be waiting to move lanes or make that?
No,
turn?
No.
But you heard that turn signal was going for a while.
You know what? At least he was being a responsible driver.
That is a good point. So. I agree. Agree. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some baseball nuggets right here on The Fan?
Matt Hicks predicted a home run right before the inning started, so we'll see if Adolis has the green light here. 3-0, he does, and that one is hammered to left field. Ward is back on the track and the wall. Out of here! You called it! Adolis Garcia leaving the yard, a solo home run, and the Rangers take a 4-1 lead.
Matt Hicks is a genius. And right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Hey, did you see that Jake Berger's bracelet probably protected him from maybe busting up his wrist?
Do we have an update on him at the moment? Well, I'm sure they haven't been to the park yet, so...
Yeah, I just know that yesterday he was joking around. He goes, that might have been my guardian angel. Jeez. So it sounds like he feels like better than what could have happened.
Dude, that
a girl named Lily made it for him, by the way, and she has Down syndrome as well.
Good job, Lily. So proud of you.
Like their daughter. I don't want that to be misconstrued as anything else.
Yes, when I saw that video, all that went through my mind was Josh Young, Adolis.
Yeah.
Like when we've seen that, it's terrible. But Jake Berger's tougher than most, or maybe his guardian
angel. Bracelet. Yeah. But man, I get it. He was staring down that pitcher afterwards, like while he was shaking his wrist, and you get it. But sometimes people get mad, like Jazz Chisholm, who got ejected over a strikeout. Then he went to social media, put out a tweet that said, not even effing close, and then he deleted that. But again, as we've discussed time and again, if you're famous enough, people will screenshot that thing straight away.
When you hit send, though, it feels good.
Sure.
When you hit send, it's the panic about you've put it down and you've walked away.
Yeah.
You got, you heated up a Hot Pocket or something, came back. And then I don't know if Jazz Chisholm makes Hot Pockets. Probably not. And then you come back to the phone and you look at it and you see all of a sudden there's 3,000 likes. And you're like, I probably shouldn't keep that up. And you got a couple texts from the boss. And he's like, yeah, you might want to take that one down.
Yeah.
But send feels good. That's the best feeling is when you, man, you really gave it to somebody. They ticked you off. You texted them. You hit send. And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh, what did I do? I was drunk.
Brett Boone. Or
I'm not suggesting Jazz Chisholm was drunk, by the way.
Aaron Boone said, I mean, I'd like to be the one to go out there and argue and potentially get thrown out of the game. And Jazz Chisholm said, I'm still mad because it was a ball, but I'm definitely mad at myself for losing my cool. So went back, sent the tweet, went through the cycle of regret that I think Corey actually did a really good job of describing. And I was like, you know what? All right, I'm gonna back off. Now, I didn't get a chance to mention this.
Do you expect your manager to go out there and argue for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's his, and a good manager knows that's his job.
I think so, especially because I'm sure, and maybe this would be a good good question for Bochy. Can you always tell the difference between somebody who's mad and somebody who I might get ejected mad? are you like, oh, Young's mad, but he's not that mad. And then you see Simeon, you're like, uh-oh, he might get tossed. I need to hustle on out there.
I do like the idea, though, Kevin, that we start referring to him as Coachy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a you combine Coach and Bochy, and you got Coachy.
We could make that happen. Now, I wanted to bring this up yesterday, but you know when you talked about the Braves reporter who got that lady's number?
Yes.
So some people on social media had thoughts, and it was maybe the worst atrocity that has happened in the last 75 years
That?
Based on some people on social media, it was the worst thing that could have ever happened by one human to another. However, Willie Ballard continued the ridiculousness. He followed up by riding a giant hot dog.
Okay.
Do you think riding the giant hot dog at the Schneiders in the outfit, it's like a seesaw. It's like a hot dog seesaw. Do you think that riding that will let people be like, oh, he just does wacky bits?
Yes.
And
yeah, more seesaws.
Okay.
Everybody loves good seesaw.
When was the last time you were on a seesaw?
3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, my sister.
Hopefully with your kids?
With Carter, my okay. middle kid. Yeah, not that Carter, but we, my sister, neat. And I don't know that it's a real seesaw, but there was a middle like triangle and it was a huge metal bar that was attached to it and it had a chair on one end. We don't know what it is, actually. My sister, it's on her land. She doesn't know what it is. Nobody else. They just said that it arrived at their land and it's been there. And so I sat on the other side and we were going back and forth and it was fun. Seesaws are a blast.
Okay.
It's when you get to launch somebody that it's very scary for somebody. That's the terrifying part.
Fair, fair, fair. Now, I didn't get a chance to mention this earlier this week either. Carter, the Carter here, told us about Glizzy Night and the Glizzy Hat, which yes. led to my wife saying, I don't know what that is. But Kennedy Landry said she believes, I think it was Kennedy, believes the best giveaway item coming up is the Wyatt Langford Cycle Bobblehead. Now, on May 12th, first 15,000 fans will receive a special bobblehead commemorating Wyatt Langford hitting for the cycle. He will be riding a bicycle to celebrate the cycle in this bobblehead. He was the 11th cycle in Rangers history and the first rookie to do so since 1985 and Oda B. McDowell.
Dude, that's awesome. It's awesome that they do a bobblehead for a good purpose. Unlike in Baltimore, where they have a bobblehead for the new owner, who hasn't really done anything for Baltimore except for send them in a losing spiral since then.
Let me ask you this.
Since he bought that team.
I hope this is okay. This is not baseball related. If in the playoffs, let's say the Mavericks win tonight, game three of the playoffs magically becomes Nico Harrison bobblehead night, do the Mavericks have to forfeit that game?
Those are all getting thrown on the
yes,
court.
Yes, that's what I think,
Every
too.
Every single one of them is getting chunked at the court. Chucked. Is it chucked or chunked?
I feel like it needs to be bigger to be chunked.
Okay.
I have nothing to base that on except
my own
thought.
If it's a small, I chucked the baseball, but I chunked the log. Okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
What's that?
You yeeted it.
I yeeted it. That's right.
Yeah. Yeet. Yep.
Oh my God.
But what if they had some spare Luka bobbleheads? Would they be like, you know what? We got to get rid of these somewhere. Playoffs are a perfect time.
People would go. And some people would go to get those bobbleheads and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. I really think they would go get the bobblehead and leave the playoff game. That's how just entrenched people are right now. And if for nothing else, I would love the fascination of the Mavericks taking down Oklahoma City. It would what would be one of the biggest playoff upsets ever, but also to see how people reacted then. If they're like, still hate this team. I still hate Nico. If they'd be like, all right,
mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens now. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we are going to continue our series. What was the best NFL draft class in Cowboys history? Class, we'll do it next right here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.